The man's name is T. Quillen. Musician, writer, actor, teacher, Renaissance man. Join him now in this podcast as he holds the mirror up to nature. No, really. Join him. It's a heavy mirror. I mean, it's a two-man job. Give him a hand if you would. I'd hate for him to drop it. It's expensive.
Hi there, and welcome to the first ever episode of the podcast Up to Nature. My name is T. Quillen, as Widget told you there. Thanks to Widget for the intro. This podcast is hosted from my website, the Mirror Up to Nature, and that can be found at www.mirroruptonature.com. And if you go there, you can also find some show notes that will go along with this particular episode, some links to some of the stuff that we're going to talk about a little later on as well. I'm going to try to keep it short. Who am I? I'm just a guy who happens to want to put together a podcast. I think this podcasting thing is pretty cool, so I'm going to put one together. And I run the website called Mirror Up to Nature, as I've said already. And so does our producer, John, who also writes for the website. Basically, we're a bunch of actors who are based out of the Southeast. And just in case I might have listeners in all over the world, that's unlikely, but it's possible, you know. Just in case, we're talking about the southeastern United States, what is affectionately known as the Old South, although it's really kind of the New South now. But anyway, just the Nashville market is where I work mostly. That's where I seem to be getting a lot of work lately. You know, there's also some pretty decent sized markets around here too. Atlanta's a halfway decent market, and some other stuff for live theater as well as some on-camera stuff, industrials and that kind of thing. So Mirror Up to Nature is basically my way of journalizing what it is that I do. Going out on auditions, meeting different casting directors, the experience of working as a professional actor in the southeastern United States, which is not the hotbed of theater that you might think it is, to say the least. Anyway, I got several people who write for the website. I'm not going to call them staff because they're not. I don't pay them. I would that I could, but no, this is definitely not a money-making venture. Anyway, that's what we're about. We're going to talk about theater stuff. We're talking about stuff that has to do with actors. So without any further delay, here we go. One of the segments that we're going to feature here is called Recent Auditions, and this is going to be a place where we can talk about, and not just me, but any of us here at Mirror Up to Nature, we can talk about some of the most recent auditions that we've been on, whether they're for stage auditions or any of the camera auditions that we have. And quite honestly, there are more camera auditions available to us here in Nashville than there are stage auditions. Every now and then we will come across a gig alert, and thank goodness, this first episode, we have a gig alert.
Gig alert. Gig alert.
Okay, well, since I'm the one here recording this by myself today, I'm going to talk about a recent gig that I went out on. Last week, I went out on a gig for the Tennessee Lottery, which is a fairly decent paying gig, and had a lot of fun doing it. Get up early. We were rolling cameras at 6 o'clock. On a lake here in Middle Tennessee. Beautiful, beautiful sunrise. I've got a picture of it on one of my websites, which I'll talk about later. But anyway, had a great time. Easy shoot. Done in 4 hours. We wrapped it in 4 hours. It was fantastic. The only thing about it was that it was very, very hot. They were shooting a fall commercial in the middle of the heat wave this summer. And so last week of July, I was out standing on a boat dock trying to look fall, trying to look like I was having a great time in the cool, nice, crisp weather on the sunrise. By 8 o'clock in the morning, it was like 90 degrees outside, and it was fairly miserable. Between every take, they were swabbing sweat off of us because we were in jeans and dark t-shirts, and I was actually wearing a flannel overshirt as well. You know, very much the, I don't know, it's an L.L. Bean shirt, but you know that kind of look, you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, there we were standing out there, hot sun, berating us. But anyway, we had a great time. Josh Childs, who I was fortunate enough to do the commercial with, he was the actor that was working with me, and we had a great time. Man, he is fun to improv with. We had a ball doing some stuff like that. Anyway, I'll put the link up to it on the show notes. But it's good to know that my first podcast here, I'm able to tell you that we have a gig alert. So hopefully we'll be a lot more of those instead of just, hey, I went out on this audition, but I didn't get it type stuff, which we know is going to happen anyway. But anyway, so if you're going to be in the, if you are in the Tennessee market and are going to be watching TV, check it out. You might see it floating around the TV. If not, and if you just want to see it, I'll put a link to it, where it will be. I don't have it yet, but when I get it, I will put it up on my promotional website for my acting work, which is not mirrorofthenature.com, by the way. Talk about that a little later on, too. All right, that's it. All right, now it's time for the segment that we're going to call Southern Theater Spotlight. We're going to... and in this section, we're going to focus on highlighting some of the theaters that work in and around the South, again, southeastern United States. And the first one that we're going to talk about is going to be the Nashville Shakespeare Festival. And I've got a specific reason for bringing that one up, other than the fact that it's just right down the road. Great company, seems to be. I've not worked with them before, although I have auditioned for them. But you know how that goes. They didn't cast me. It's no big deal. Anyway, the show that they're doing this summer is The Scottish Play, and it's going to run August 10th through September the 10th, and that's Thursdays through Sundays, plus Labor Day, which is September the 4th. It's going to be in the Centennial Park Band Shell, which is in downtown Nashville. Curtain time is at 8 p.m., and there's some pre-show musical entertainment at 7. It's free and open to the public, although they do take donations, because as we all know, free Shakespeare is not necessarily free. Anyway, I'm going to link to the website here, but my reason for bringing up the Nashville Shakespeare Festival is that our very own Ross Brooks, who is a contributing author here at, a contributing writer here at Mirror Up to Nature, is going to be playing the Scottish King. So looking forward to seeing him in action. He's an old college buddy of mine, and looking forward to seeing him back on the stage again, and hopefully we'll get a report from him about his rehearsal process in working towards his performance of the Scottish King in the Scottish play. So anyway, check it out. The link will be on the website, mirroruptonature.com. The link or the posting for this particular podcast. Check it out. If you're in and around the area, please go and support some good theater here in the southeastern United States. Oh, by the way, just for you actors out there, they do hire equity people. So good stuff. Good stuff going on. Check them out. The first featured segment here on this podcast is going to be the first in a series that I'm going to call Online Promotion for Actors. And this will be the first part of it, obviously, because it's the first podcast as well. Look, we as actors, we're always constantly looking for ways to promote ourselves. And in this world of blogs and Zanga and MySpace, which is a halfway decent way to at least network with some people, by the way, MySpace and Zanga and all the different blogs that are available, it's becoming easier to promote yourself via the internet. There's a couple things that you can do to really make your online presence pop. And one of the best ways to do that, and one of the best ways to really create a professional-looking space for yourself on the website is to have your own domain name. Just to give you an example, back at the beginning of the year, I set up a domain name for myself at tquillen.com, www.tquillen.com. So it's cross-promotion, but anyway, I'll link to it on the website. Anyway... what's great about that is that rather than saying, yeah, here, check out my blog at zanga.com/, whatever your username is, and if you're lucky enough to have, your stage name as not already taken up by something, you can use something other than dorkman32 or whatever, your birth date or whatever it is that you have to use. But anyway, it's just a lot more professional looking to have www.yourname.com. And what's great about that is that whenever you do set up a domain, typically, it comes with email addresses and that kind of stuff. So you have whatever your email address you want it to be, and some people will just put me@yourname.com or your first name at yourwholename.com, whatever it is. But you get to set that up yourself, and it's really easy to do. Web hosting companies make it super easy for you to negotiate and to set that stuff up, and you don't have to be a networking web design genius in order to make it work. I am living proof of that. I mean, I dabble, you know. I've got a basic knowledge of working with internet stuff. I've done some really basic early web design and HTML and stuff like that back when it was really clunky and ugly. So again, the reason for doing this, the reason for setting up your own domain name is to create a really solid, slick, professional looking website. Something that you can stick on your resume, your email address and your website address right there on your resume, and it just looks professional. It's a nice way to say, yeah, check out my blog. And you actually don't have to say that. Go to my website, you know, and then make sure you've got links for them to sign up for your RSS feed and stuff like that. I'm getting ahead of myself. How do you go about setting up a domain? Well, a couple ways that you can do it. Well, there's one really good way to do it. And basically, you're going to search the internet and look for a web hosting service. If you know somebody who runs a website already, or if you have somebody who already knows how to do it or whatever, check with them, ask them what their recommendation is. But I'm going to tell you how I did it. And I'm going to tell you a little story. I actually set mine up back right at the end of 2005. I set it up. Set up mirroruptonature.com, actually. That was the first one I set up. And I went with a company called Just Hosting, J-U-S-T, just-hosting.com. And don't really recommend them. I'll tell you why. Started out with the site there. It was halfway decent. I had enough web space. I had enough bandwidth. And I'm not going to explain what web space and bandwidth are. I'll link to a wiki article or something. But anyway, I set it up and everything was fine. And then I started realizing, you know, I really need to set up a promotional website for myself too. Is where I started thinking about this. And so I set up. I sent them an email saying, "Hey, I want to set up a second domain. What do I need to do?" And they didn't have a support page. They didn't have an online account management page or any of that kind of stuff. So I sent them an email asking them, "Hey, how can I do this?" And a week and a half went by and I hadn't heard anything. And I was like, "Okay, well, send them the same email again." Forwarded the same email back to the same email address, which they had listed on their website as the way to contact them. And sent it out with a big tag at the beginning of the subject line, said second notice, and sent it off again. Another week and a half went by. And after that time period, I'm sitting there thinking to myself, going, okay, this is not good. If I'm trying to get in touch with them to tell them I want to spend more money with them, and they're not returning my emails, what's going to happen when all of a sudden my website goes down and I've got to send them an email saying, hey, get me back online now. I'm paying for a service that I'm not getting, and I get no support. That kind of freaked me out, especially since the same email address was for support as it was for them trying to register for me to sale, you know, to me to buy more stuff from them. So I was kind of freaked out. So I started, I contacted a buddy of mine, which is what I should have done in the first place. And he runs a website called needcoffee.com, and it's actually Widget, the guy who recorded the intro for this podcast. He runs a website called needcoffee.com, which I've done some writing for him in the past as well. Anyway, I asked him, I was like, who does your hosting? And he hosts like several sites that he's got, several different websites that he runs for his production company, his first publishing company, and that kind of thing. And he pointed me to DreamHost. And I did some investigation and looked into DreamHost, and what they offer is fantastic. Not only that, but the account management, they've got an account management page that's password protected. You can go in, change anything you want to about, add email addresses, add users to your account, whatever you want to do, and it's all right there. You don't have to email anybody. The only time you have to email somebody is if, you know, you have a specific question that's not handled on the support page, which is not really that often. Fantastic support. Best thing about DreamHost, and DreamHost is not, you know, giving me a paid endorsement here. Nobody's giving me a paid endorsement here, by the way. I'm definitely not getting paid for this. But one of the great things about DreamHost is that for every month that you're with them, they give you more web space. They give you more hard disk space on their servers. They also give you more bandwidth. And that's fantastic because that comes at a premium. And typically, if you want more, you have to pay for more. Well, DreamHost rewards you for staying with them for your longevity as a customer of theirs. So for every month that you continue to be a user, you continue to rack up more web space and more bandwidth, which is great. And that's actually really why I one of the things that sold me on DreamHost in the first place. It's not that expensive. I know you're probably sitting there thinking, God, this just sounds really cool and everything, but it's probably so expensive. It's not. And I already have seen the benefits of doing it. I'll save this story for the second part, in terms of my benefits of what I've seen in return for mine. So let me tell you what's coming up on the second part. I'm going to call the second part of this "Making Websites Easy." And we already know about blogging software, and it looks really complicated and stuff. It looks very easy. Most blog websites make it look as easy for you. You basically log in with your name and password, and you can go in and post a journal entry or an article or whatever it is that you want to say, they make it relatively easy for you. The thing about that is, you can do the same thing on your website, and it's not any more complicated. Not a whole lot more complicated than doing, setting up like a Zanga or a MySpace account or any of that kind of stuff. And of course, I'm talking about blogging. But anyway, that's what's coming up in part two, and then I'll talk about some other stuff in part three, and maybe there'll be a part four. I just don't know. Anyway, that's all for this little segment, and hope you enjoyed it. Okay, going to wrap up this podcast now, but I want to tell you a little bit about some of the stuff that we got coming up here on this podcast, or what you can anticipate from this podcast. There will be some more regular feature segments that we're going to have. I'm already working on some interviews with some artistic directors and producers and casting directors and stuff like that in and around the Southeast. I'm really going to focus on making this about the Southeast, because it's not really what people think of as a good place for actors to move. And, they're probably right about that in some respects, but in some cases there's some benefits to living in the Southeast and the amount of work that's to be done. But anyway, I'm getting sidetracked. All right, so sorry, ADD moment. Erase that. We'll forget I said that. We'll move on. Here's some of the segments that you can anticipate from us. One is we're going to have a segment called a union update. If I find some news from Equity or SAG that I think is worthy of comment here, we'll have a union update, and we'll talk about some of that, or I'll mention my thoughts on it or whatever. We'll also have a segment called John's Tirade. John Malden, who's my cohort in crime here at Mirror Up to Nature, he has he also writes for the website, but he also is the producer for this podcast, and every now and then I may let him get in front of the microphone and go off for about 60 seconds on something, if there's anything worth talking about that he is just willing to rant on. So we'll have some stuff from John, and we'll talk about the union updates and all of that stuff. We will have a feature segment of every podcast. We'll also continue to spotlight more Southern theaters. And hopefully we'll get some interviews with some people there too. Again, the recent auditions segment and all of those kind of things. And then, of course, if we come up with something new and we want to throw it in, we will. Pretty laid back here. So anyway, one of the big things that we're going to have coming up, I'm going to be assistant directing the production of Oklahoma at Middle Tennessee State University. And if you haven't read my bio already, I'm an assistant professor there. So is John, actually. So anyway, I'm going to be assistant directing the production of Oklahoma. One of the things that I'm going to do, though, is I'm going to take a video camera in, and I'm going to video record some of the rehearsal process. And I'm going to interview some of the cast and some of the crew, production team and design teams and all of that kind of stuff, and faculty and staff and students alike. And I will put together a video podcast for that particular production of Oklahoma. As of right now, I'm anticipating doing it as a weekly thing. That may not happen. It just depends on how things get as we get into production, because I am going to be doing this in addition to my duties as assistant director, so on and so forth. So it may wind up being just one of the regular monthly podcasts here. I don't know. But anyway, got it on the horizon. I will be doing that. Be looking forward to that. If you have any suggestions for the podcast, or if you want to send us an email, comment, and tell us how rotten this thing is, it's perfectly fine. You can do that at podcast@mirroruptonature.com. podcast@mirroruptonature.com, and that link will be on the mirroruptonature.com link for this particular podcast as well. I think that's it. I'm not going to talk anymore. Thanks for downloading us. Tell your friends about us, and we'll see you on the flip side.